Hey guys, welcome to The Seeking with me, Fabiola, and I have my wonderful sister, Lolo. She's joining me all the way from USA, which is wonderful. And, you know, many of you would know her because she's always on Instagram and, you know, she's tagging me on her beautiful posts and the way that God speaks to her. And yeah, Lolo, how are you feeling today that you're joining me on the podcast?
Well, thank you for having me, and I am feeling wonderful, sis. You know, it's been a week, and you know what? This is where you come in, and we start speaking on. You know, I believe that a lot of people look at us and they say, "Oh, they have it all together," but sometimes we don't.
Exactly.
But
sometimes we just don't, and it's about trusting God. And today's episode title is Why God? I thought I'd keep it simple because sometimes we kind of, as a Christian, it's easy to kind of drift away from the word of God. But if someone that will listen to this podcast, if you want encouragement, this is the right episode to have a listen to. The reason why I picked Why God is actually, it was kind of my other friend spoke this episode for me. I was confused. I said, I don't really know what other episode I could, you know, I've done most of the topics that I wanted to do. But she said, why God? And I was thinking to myself, it's true. As some Christians might not, they, you know, so it's easy to get drift away from what the world has to offer, and we're in a season, in a battle. Sometimes we might think, oh, you know, but I'm with God, why is this happening to me? Or, you know, why do I have to go for a season? But we have to go through the seasons and trials because it's to strengthen our faith, to strengthen our character, and to, you know, put all our trust in God and not be worried or shaken or full of anxiety. So I wanted to start off with Psalms 119, which it says, you know, it's about God's word and where the truth comes. It says, learning your words gives wisdom and understanding. And as I said, we all know that we should be reading our Bibles, but life, sometimes we're exhausted because we're working that 9-to-5 shift. We have no time. We have a family, you know, but so often the Bible's so often is left on the side gathering dust. So we need to open mm-hmm. that Bible, and that's what is going to fight, you know, the devil. That's when you praise and you open that Bible and you jump into Psalms, or you jump to a story of David, or the story of Job, or the story of Daniel, where they have gone through such suffering, but they have always come out victorious. And I know some of you are thinking,
absolutely,
but why should we read it? Because firstly, reading the Bible fills our minds with the truth about who we are and who God is. With the enemy and the world try and tell us things about ourselves which aren't true. Sometimes, you know, I get anxious as a human, you know, if something, I'm not hitting the deadlines at work, or, you know, something's not gone the right way, I'm full of anxious. But I remember, I keep saying to myself, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing to be anxious about, because I have the King of the world that supported me, the Alpha and Omega. And the Amen. Only way we'll be able to recognize and resist the lies of the devil is by knowing the truth found in the Bible. Secondly, the Bible contains the guidance and wisdom that we need to live our lives. When we read the Bible, we can often find answers to the questions we have. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Go seek the Holy Spirit. Ask Him. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, that's fine. Just ask God for wisdom. Ask God, you know, seek God first before going to other people. And that's as even, that's what, I don't know about you, sis, but sometimes, you know, we get anxious and then we'll ask people, but the answer is when we go to God, not when we go to other people.
Absolutely, sis. Amen to that. And you know, I think in a fallen world where we are still in the flesh, we tend to seek advice from, you know, that was one of the things I spoke on one of my posts earlier today, was, you know, we have to seek God, and we have to not depend on, you know, the Fabiolas or the unfiltered mentoring ministry or the pastors of the world or friends, deacons. All of it comes from the promises and the truth of life, which is all written in the Bible. As you said, you know, there's so many, just as David and Daniel and Job and, you know, even Joshua. And it tells us in the book of Luke, it says, you know, he says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. To follow him is to feed yourself with the word, and to feed yourself with the word is to drink of the living water and to feed yourself spiritually. You cannot depend on others to feed you that. It's fine. Yes, we can go to others for prayer. We can go to others for spiritual advice, but guess where that advice is going to be coming from? From the Bible. And as you said, the Bible so many times, you know, we forget that it's there and it collects dust.
Exactly. And I love how you said that, because that's when I come into with Hebrews 4:12, where it says the Bible is alive and active. As you said, we need to go to the Bible to kind of reflect on what God is trying to tell us, reflect on the stories that people have gone through. And thirdly, reading the Bible helps us to become more like Jesus. We are here as we're the chosen ones. That's how I see it. I am chosen by God to be a better person, a better Christian, to try and reduce, you know, temptation from what the world comes. So we need to be more like Jesus. When we read about his life, we know how we should be living. God can use what we read to transform us. But it is vital that we go beyond just reading the Bible. You know, in some of the Psalms, it talks about learning your words gives wisdom and understanding. Try and memorize, you know, we say to people, try and memorize a verse. So whenever you're getting attacked by the devil or you're going through, you know, a season, at least you keep telling yourself, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalms 20, it says, a prayer for victory. I am victorious. Keep declaring that, because the power of tongue is powerful. When I'm praying, I always says, whatever I am speaking, it will become reality. And I've seen it happen. And by knowing the scriptures, you're attacking the enemy. You're kind of saying to the devil, no, step away from me. And that's crucial. But my first question to you, now that we're discussing why God and, you know, reading the Bible so crucial, if you met a non-Christian, how would you explain to them, like, why God, instead, you know, God always said there's two paths in life, with me or without me. What would be your advice for someone that's almost like a part-time Christian or even a non-Christian? How did God save you?
Well, sis, you know, and I'll say this up front, I think it's more than just advice. I truly believe, and I'll start with this, I truly believe that, you know, in order, you said it perfectly, yeah. We are to be like Jesus. And so therefore, to be like Jesus, the advice I can give to other Christians, and even, and I'll say to other Christians, because I'm going to start off with those that are close to God. Yeah. The best way is, you know, to help others that are not close to God is by living our lives the way God wanted us to live it. Amen. Meaning, you know, we love others. You know, what is Galatians 5:22? I believe it says, you know, live a life that produces the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Yeah.
As you said, these are the things that fight off the enemy. And so the advice would be to those that are Christians, that's where I'm starting, is that we live a life the way God wanted us to live it. Mm-hmm. Loving others unconditionally. Because when others see that we're living that life, sis, they see that, you know what, Fabiola and Lolo don't have it all together. And we shouldn't act like we have it all together. Uh-huh. Just because we're close to God, people that are not close to God need to know that God loves messed up people too. You know?
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, he actually loves them to a point more, because he can restore what the enemy tried to steal. It will be
hallelujah.
You know, and I always say that to people. God loves a broken child, because he will take that broken heart and fill it with joy, fill it with love, fill it with what God is. And that is beautiful by itself. God loves the broken people. So if someone's hearing this that is broken, is going through a season that you don't know what your purpose is, God knows what your purpose is. God knows what your future looks like. God knows where you're meant to be. God has written your life, and there's no need to feel sad or broken, because he will make sure that you have a brilliant future, because that's what he wants for us all, because he loves us that much. And yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sorry, I just felt that the Holy Spirit wanted me to put that out there. So, but yeah, continue.
You know what, that is powerful, Sissy, and you're absolutely right. I mean, his promises are powerful. His promises are life-changing. No one can stand against you all the days of our lives until the day that he calls us, because what does he tell us? That he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Amen.
And so therefore, if he never leaves us or forsake us, and no one can stand against us, even ourselves, our own spiritual enemy in our mind, when, as you say it, you know, when we feel broken, when we feel like we just can't, yes, we can, because he will never forsake us. Exactly. Even when we feel that he's not there, that is at the time, like you said, you know what? It's at the time of our brokenness. What does he say? He is near to the brokenhearted.
Amen. And he is.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And so for me, says, you know, some of y'all have, that are listening, probably follow, me, and have seen my testimony. There's 10 parts to it. So, you know, it's a long, but just to shorten it, I haven't always been unfiltered mentoring ministry. Unfiltered mentoring ministry is God's ministry. It's not mine, but I haven't always been the vessel behind it. Mm-hmm. You know, from, and this is very close to me, sis, and, you know, from being, you know, someone who had an abortion at the age of 15.
Yeah.
From being, you know, someone who was lost in the world in all aspects, sis, and I'm not leaving anything out, in all aspects, from, you know, and I will name it. I'm not ashamed of it, because it gives glory to God as to who I am now, is, you know, from a liar to a thief to an abortion.
That's your testimony, sis. That's what God has done in your life. Has changed. It has took you from that season to a season where, you know, what you're speaking is, you're pouring out God's word, God's love. You know, you have changed. He has changed you inside and out. You know,
he has. Amen. Amen. Says he certainly has. And that doesn't mean that I'm perfect now, because we're never perfect. But it does mean that I have gained and that understanding that I am a citizen of the kingdom, that I am a daughter of the Most High King,
yes,
that are. I am forgiven, and that I have been forgiven, and that my past does not make me, and that even though I walk now without understanding, there's going to be days where I fall. But guess what? Now it's different, because now when I fall, I know where to lean on. And it's not leaning on my own understanding or others. It's leaning on the understanding of his word and his promises.
Amen.
And there's, you know, there's why God? That's the question of, you know, your infamous question, says, yeah, is why God? Why not God is the question. Why not God? What else? If we're taking a chance on outside factors in the world, why not take a chance on the promise of God that is not of the world? Why not take that chance on that versus the outside factors? And so all that to say, says that, mm-hmm, you know, honestly, you know, I ask God every day to continue renewing me and shaping me into the woman, not that I want to be, but into the woman he wants me to be. And you know, one of the things that I do that I do every day, anybody that knows me knows this about me. I will not check my social media in the morning. My time in the morning is for God. Amen. Because, and I know you and I have spoken on this. I know that's your time in the morning too. You
absolutely.
Know,
it, like in the morning, I'm praying in tongues. I'm setting out the week. I'm setting out the month. I'm saying to God, look, I want you in my life more than anything. And that's what people need to do. Put that phone app down. Pick up the Bible. Because many people have the Bible app. That's not the same as having a Bible in your hand. And, you know,
amen.
So many people would log into Instagram, WhatsApp, and then not even open the Bible. Or before they're leaving, they're not even praying. Like a quick, at least not a quick, but a 5-minute prayer. That's enough for God, because it makes, he knows that you're there. You're starting off your day with the word of God. Another thing that I've been doing lately is on my bus journey, which takes me an hour to get where I worked, I'm listening to the podcast about the word of God, because I need to gain knowledge, because the word of God is power. It gives me knowledge. I know with the word of God, I can fight any, you know, any bad, evil spirits. And that's what it says in Hebrews. It says, and Timothy verse 3 to chapter 16 to 17, it says, all scripture is God's breath, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So you're equipped for every day. You're equipped for every battle. You're equipped for every season.
Amen, sis. Amen.
And that's what I do, sis. Every morning I've tried and I'm being more disciplined, because I have to admit, I'm not perfect. As you said, we're not perfect. We're trying to better our lifestyle and we're trying to change to become a better Christian. Some days I admit I'm not, you know, I'm so busy rushing around, you know, getting ready, I forget to pray. But one of my friend Natasha this week emphasized to me, Fab, you, morning prayers are more powerful than evening prayers. And you said, and it was like the Holy Spirit was telling me, you must continue your morning prayers. And sister, I tell you, my life has changed this week. It's been a blessing. Thank you to God. It's been so much. I'm not going into work full of anxiety. I'm not overthinking, which is what the devil tries to attack me with, my overthinking. That's what he does. But I said to him, not today, Satan, because the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 20, it says, the victory is mine. Psalm 30, it says, tears may flow at night, but joy comes in the morning. That's where the joy comes.
Hallelujah, sis. Hallelujah. Because, and she's absolutely right, that it's so important. Morning prayers. Prayer is important at all times, but morning prayers especially, because that's what starts up your day. You know, if you wake up and you're already having, you know, sometimes I know for me, I can speak for me that, you know, having an autoimmune, mm-hmm. my mornings sometimes are hard. And I think I've shared this with you. Sometimes my body just aches where I cannot get up in the morning, sis. And the moment I pray, and as hard as it is to get on my knees or to even sit for prayer, I'm not kidding you. I feel a revival.
Yeah.
And it's a mental revival. It's a spiritual revival that I can do all things. Nothing can stop me. And he is our strength. He is absolutely our strength. He is absolutely our way maker. He is our miracle worker, and he's everything. Every promise that Bible, if you just open it, it really is a book of life. It gives you advice for every single thing that you will go through in life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you know what, sis? You said something very important that has stuck in my mind the last couple of minutes. You said the Bible app. You're absolutely right, because you know what? I have tried the Bible app myself, and it doesn't have that same
power, that same feeling. You feel like, you know, you read a verse of scripture and you're like, yeah, you're full of light and life, but then you pick up the Bible, because I have my Bible every day and I pick it up every day and I open the scriptures, and it's a different world. It's a different feeling. It's like, oh, I can't explain it, honestly, but I feel like you understand what I'm saying.
I understand it.
App, delete that Bible app. If you need to go up there and purchase a Bible, then go ahead and purchase that Bible. But that Bible will change your life. It's not the same as having it on your phone. It is not the same.
It really is not, sis. It really isn't. Because if you think about it, I know for me, when I had that Bible app, I would see notifications come in for text, you know, if somebody was texting me, mm-hmm. or somebody was calling me, or, you know, with the Instagram notifications, or anything else that you know, we have plugged into our phone that's going to notify us. And so therefore, I was reading a verse, and then I would see a notification, and then my mind would go to, oh, I wonder who just messaged me.
Yeah.
And so you lose
instruction.
There you go. You lose the structure, you lose the focus, and really your time with God, for me, and I can speak for me, that mm-hmm. my time with God is and I've said this before, it is truly a relationship of intimacy. When you're intimate with the loved one, you don't include the world in it. It's between you and your loved one. And so therefore, that intimacy with God should be the same thing. It should be a one-on-one where nothing, you block out the world, because that is your time. And that is the time.
Amen.
And for those that are listening to me, I promise you, and I promise you, make time aside for him. Put Amen. The TV, find a place that is going to be quiet, and you have that one-on-one time, and you will hear his voice, because God is not a God of loudness. He will speak very silently. And if you truly, truly have that intimacy, you will listen and you will feel him, and he will just fill you, and that Holy Spirit will just run in you. And that is the best advice I can give, sis.
I love that, sis. And just to touch on what you've just said as well, is that I want to elaborate more, and I want to repeat it, is that God's word has the power, which is similar to what you say, to sustain us through the tough times in lives. As you said before, sis, you said that, you know, the Bible, it has all the seasons that will go. And, you know, I want to emphasize that a bit more, because it does. When you know the story of Job, the poor guy had everything he worked for, he had. Within a second, it was all gone. You know, David, no one really, it was his enemies, his own family betraying him. And that's something, betrayal is something that we all deal with, whether it's at work, that someone's betrayed us, a work colleague, our own family, a friend. You know, it's things that we're going to go through a day-to-day life. So we need to choose to open that Bible. And, you know, like you said, let the Holy Spirit guide you. Let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside and out. Even when life is hard and we're walking through through a valley, we need to spend time reflecting on God's word. The promises found inside the Bible are true, no matter how we feel and no matter how bad are going through alive. Let the scriptures renew our faith, will renew our mind, our faith will grow, our outlook will be altered, and every area of our lives will start to change for the better. And that's so true, because when we read the Bible, we look at things from a different perspective. You know, Psalms 91:2, it says, he alone is my refuge, my place of safety, my God, and I trust him. And I love this scripture because it says, he alone, nothing else, just him, is my refuge, my place of safety. And that's how I feel. When I finish work and I start my morning, I go to him. And after my long day at work full of, you know, gossip, tension, plots against me by the enemy, I come back home and spend in my room with him, because he alone is my refuge. He alone is my safety place. And that's what I love most about God.
Absolutely. Amen, sis. Amen. And I mean, in every page, it doesn't matter what book you're reading, whether it's from, you know, Genesis, Revelations, it doesn't matter between the start to the end, in the middle. Every single book goes back to giving every single promise, and every promise of Him supplying our needs, being, you know, our strength, Him strengthening us, helping us, upholding us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you name it, every single promise is in there. You know, the Second Corinthians, Second Corinthians, and I believe it's 119, 120, actually. It says, for all the promises of God find their yes in Him. Isn't that powerful? All their promises, all the promises of God find their yes in Him. We find the yes in His promises. And I love that scripture. I was reading that scripture the other day, and it really hit me. And I kept going back and reading it. And I understood it finally. Yes, all His promises, we find a yes in His promises. And it's never going to be a no when it's give me the strength, give me the comfort, be, you know, uphold me, be my supply, be my living water. It's never going to be a no in those promises. And, you know, it is important, sis. And again, it goes back to why God? Why not God? If He's giving you all these promises, why would you not choose God?
Exactly. And just to kind of lastly, sis, before I get you to pray for us, is I just want to touch on something that David also said. David said that, this I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety, my God, and I trust Him. So just a quick reminder, when we're afraid and we're facing an overwhelming situation, we can run to God for safety. Trusting in God doesn't mean we'll never face difficulty, because this is another issue. Just quickly touch on it. It's that people think that life with God is going to be so easy, it's going to be smooth. No, no. Because you're with God, the devil will come at you 10 times. And I'm a testimony of that myself. The closer I am with God, the closer I do more episodes on the podcast, the closer I bring God's children towards the word of God, the more the enemy attacks me. But that's okay, because I will always choose God above anything else from this world. You know, life will always throw so many things in our way, but we can still be at peace because of God's promises, such as this one. I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. That's Psalms 91. He will never leave us to face anything on our own. And I'm a testimony of that, because He has never left me. We'll always have Him. He's with us, and we can always rely on Him. Amen. He's bigger than our situations and more powerful than any storm that we're facing. When we speak God's word over our lives, we release the power contained in it. So we need to be speaking out verses which show us how big God is compared to our situation. For God has not given us the spirit of fear and shyness, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And the Lord Himself, Exodus 14:14, will fight for you. Just stay calm. Lastly, trust in the Lord always, for the Lord, of course, is the eternal rock. That's Isaiah 26:4. I am the Lord, the God of all the people of the world. Is anything too hard for me? Nothing is impossible for God. He can change that impossible to a possible. And that was
hallelujah.
Amen. Honestly, I felt the Holy Spirit preaching then.
You keep on preaching. You keep on preaching, because they're listening.
Honestly, sometimes when people send me things that I say, honestly, I can't remember saying that, because it wasn't me. It was the Holy Spirit using me to speak to the people that will listen to this podcast. So sis, please pray for us before, you know, we we continue with this, you know, I'm going to continue with the podcast. I know I haven't been as, you know, it always used to be 2 episodes per month, but, you know, life sometimes gets a bit hectic. But I just want to, you know, continue with the podcast because I want to bring people as much as I can to the Word of God. This is why I do this. My purpose is for people to love God, people to look at me and straight away say, you know, I can see, you know, she loves God so much. And I want some another stranger to say the same thing about you. Like, damn, that woman, that man, you can tell their love for God is just, it's, you know, it just reflects. When you meet someone, you're like, that's a Christian person. And yes, thank you so much for joining me. I know you're in America and, you know, the different time zones, it can get a bit hectic. But thank you for taking out, you know, spare time, an hour to, you know, speak about the Word of God. And, you know, I'm very grateful for you. And if you don't follow her now on Instagram. So please, sis, pray for us, pray for the podcast, pray for the people in India due to COVID-19. It's just been, you know, it's been hard times with this pandemic. But all we have to do is continue to trust God, because there is nothing that he cannot do. He will fight those battles for us, because in Psalms 20, it says the victory is already ours. The victory can always be ours. So thank you so much, sis. When you're ready, I'll be grateful for that.
Thank you. Thank you, sis. Father God, we just come to you right now, and we're thanking you, and we're so grateful, Father. We thank you for all the marvelous things you have done for us every day, today, and going forward, Father. Thank you for your love that you have revealed to us through our testimonies, through our struggles, that you have kept your promises and you have shown us how wonderful and great you are, Father. We are here now with Fabiola's podcast, and that is marvelous. That is a gift. You're using her as a vessel to reach out to many everywhere, internationally, nationally, Father. Father, we thank you for the love that you allow us to share together, not just for Fabiola and I as sisters in Christ, but with others who are listening right now, Father. Father, I lift up and we just ask for prayer right now, Father, for all the words that you sow into every single heart, Father, that is listening. Every single word that you have sown into their hearts, Father. Father, I continue to ask you to watch over them, to protect them. And Father, that you take root and produce wonderful fruit and things within their hearts and their lives, Father, according to your will. Father, we ask right now, we lift up our world, Father, and all. But I specifically lift up India to you, Father. Their numbers are growing, Father. And as we see that in the news, they're showing that, you know, that they don't even have space, Father, for to be able to have any type of a funeral for these souls, Father. And I just ask you, Father, that to put your miraculous work to work right now as we ask it, Father. We cry out to you and you heard us, and we thank you because you've already redeemed and because you've already healed and because you've already removed anything that is not of you, Father. And we believe this, Father. We are alert, Father. We're alert to your promptings, Father. Amen. And we are alert to your endless love and your endless promises. But yours is the kingdom, Father. Yours is the power and the glory, Father, in this age and forevermore, Father. And we thank you in the name of your beautiful, beautiful gift of Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, sister. Amen. That was beautiful, sister. So thank you so much again for joining me, sister. And yeah, I'll have another episode out hopefully the start of May. And I hope this episode continues to bless you. And I hope everyone has a lovely the rest of April. Time is just flying. It's May, the end of next week. But praise the Lord. And yeah, that's all from us too. And thank you so much. And I hope you're blessed when you listen to this podcast episode. And Lastly, just remember that God loves you and he wants you and he wants you closer to him. So thank you so much, guys, and God bless you all.
God bless you, Susan. Thank you.